StoryCorps returns to Lexington today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Their mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories, to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. And WUKY has arranged to bring them back to Lexington for a month, beginning on March 16th. Associate Director of StoryCorps' mobile tour, Jordan Bullard, is in Lexington this week to scout locations, and he joins us now. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Jordan.
Thank you.
I know you've got a very busy schedule this week, so thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, of course.
Well, how do you describe StoryCorps? If you were giving the elevator speech, how would you talk about it?
Well, StoryCorps has a couple of different facets, but I think one thing that's the most important thing about StoryCorps is that it's an oral history project. A lot of people know about StoryCorps because we're broadcast on the radio, and that's important and it's great. But for us, as an oral history project, it provides people with the opportunity of all backgrounds and sort of walks of life to record their story, their own history as it is according to them, so that it can be sort of archived in our archives at the Library of Congress in perpetuity. So really, to me, that's the core of what we do, is this oral history project, and our partnerships with public radio stations and our partnerships with NPR is kind of the cherry on top to get those stories out there.
Yeah, we think of StoryCorps as a three-minute conversation, but you actually record a great deal more with your guests. Talk a little bit about what a typical interview looks like.
Sure. So typical interview, someone would be able to sign up online by visiting StoryCorps.org or by calling our 800 number. And so once people sign up, they would come to our Airstream trailer. We call it the mobile booth that will be in Lexington for about a month. And people would come in. They'd be welcomed by our staff, by our facilitators. After you fill in some paperwork and kind of get the brief tutorial on what to expect from our staff, you have 40 minutes of uninterrupted, unedited conversation time between you and a person that means a lot to you. That might be, you know, maybe it's a particular family member, a grandparent, or maybe it's a spouse or a good friend, someone that you're close with that you can have a real conversation with. So that happens for 40 minutes.
At our community meeting this morning, you referred to it as a dinner table conversation.
Yeah, it is very much kind of a dinner table conversation. It's not really the opportunity for someone to come in and try to get radio famous. It's
no Howard Sterns necessarily.
Exactly. So it's an opportunity for folks to come in and, you know, put your agenda down. Don't worry about structuring it too much. Just have an honest conversation with someone that's important to you and important in your life. And, you know, it's sometimes it's helpful to bring in a list of maybe two or three, maybe four questions that you want to ask that person. But, yeah, try to keep it as sort of informal as possible, like a conversation you might have over the dinner table at the end of a long day.
Well, I mentioned we had a community meeting earlier this week. We had 16 or so diverse groups that met with us at the Central Library. And StoryCorps makes it a priority to reach out to people who are underrepresented in the mainstream media. How successful have you been with that, and how important is that to StoryCorps?
Well, it's at the very sort of heart of what we do as far as how important it is to us. You know, not only is it sort of a stipulation for our funding, but it's also an important value that we try to hold ourselves accountable to make this service. It's a free public service that's open to anyone who can sign up. But it's a value to us to be accessible to people from all different backgrounds and demographics and sort of identities and ethnicities. So it's really, really important to what we do. And as far as how successful are we, you know, as depending on sort of what your definition of success is, but for us, we generally have, in each city we visit, 30 to 40% of the appointments that we record end up being filled by what we call our community outreach partners, filled by those folks who are generally underrepresented in mainstream media. And that, in my mind, is really a success. And it's kind of, I think we're kind of on the cutting edge as far as public radio is concerned of sort of our outreach and engagement practices.
And if I want to schedule a StoryCorps conversation for myself and a family member, that website for Lexington will be open sometime around the beginning of March, correct?
That's right. First round of appointments will be released on March 2nd. So you can set your alarms, write it on your calendar, March 2nd at 10 a.m. That's when we release our first round of appointments. And the easiest way to sign up for appointments is just by visiting StoryCorps.org, and you'll be able to find your way to our sort of our reservations module there. And you'll be able to sort of choose from your pick of the litter as far as what appointment works best. but they will go quickly. So it's important to do it when you're able to.
And they're released in two groups, so not all of the appointments will be taken that one day. There will be another opportunity about 2 weeks later.
That's right. Our first day of recording is March 16th. That's a Thursday. We'll release our final round of appointments the following day, Friday, March 17th. And that will be your last opportunity to sign up for a StoryCorps appointment before they're all booked up.
And we'll have a big StoryCorps opening day party on the 16th. We're in the planning phases of that right now, so mark your calendar for that. And if you visit StoryCorps.org or WUKY.org, you can register for your own StoryCorps conversation. Well, Jordan, before you go, what would you say is your most memorable StoryCorps moment? What stands out in your mind from all of the thousands of interviews that you've heard?
Well, I think, you know, for me, I love StoryCorps interviews, and I love the humanity that sort of shines through in those StoryCorps interviews. For me, the most meaningful sort of StoryCorps moments that I have is, you know, when I'm speaking with someone at our community partnership meetings about the work that they do in their communities, or maybe it's when I am out, you know, visiting someone in their offices, or, you know, maybe I've visited, you know, Native American reservations and talking with people about what it means to preserve their voice and their story, and whether that is in, you know, a big sort of urban town like, say, Baltimore, for example, or whether it's way out in rural Wyoming. To me, the most important StoryCorps moments are, you know, right, it's before the interview begins. It's when we start making those partnerships. That to me is really, it's really, really interesting. And it's really wonderful to see that truly every voice does matter. And people have really important and interesting things that need to be said and need to be heard.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our guest has been Jordan Bullard, director of StoryCorps' mobile tour. You can hear more of our conversation at WUKY.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.